Michael Ostrowski joining us right now. First of all, you do have a new business, a cold storage business, coming into the new industrial development. What can you tell us about that?
Sure, that is correct. Today, the Common Council approved the purchase and sale of the current 37-acre parcel in the new business park. 27 of those acres will be transferred to Service Cold Storage. We'd also be looking at having Service Cold Storage submit their site plan for plan commission here in September.
So they could actually start construction yet this year.
Correct. We'd be looking. They're looking to start construction either September, October of this year.
Now, they have another facility in the area, right? But they're looking to grow, or is this a new one coming in?
This would be a new one coming in.
Okay. Any idea who they're going to be working with as far as their customers? That's a lot of space for cold storage.
Sure. They have large vendors that they currently work with all throughout the country, but their vendors are who they work with.
Any idea if that site will be utilizing highway, rail, or both?
There is the possibility that that site would be able to be used for rail if needed. Obviously, it's also close to the interstate, within a mile and a half to the interstate. So they will be utilizing the interstate, but they do have now the potential from them moving from the old business park, the Portage County Business Park, to East Park Commerce Center. They now have the possibility to access rail if they need it.